going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
New England Patriots select Will Campbell, tackle, LSU.
Okay.
God, that is, sorry.
Here we are again.
All right. And not guys, quite like last year when you guys were jumping around belly bopping each other.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Will Campbell, the fourth selection, as you heard here live on WEEI last night. Shime, Fitzy, Mego, Arcand, they weren't fans of it, Keith.
No, I guess not. No,
I'm surprised nobody there was a little more gung-ho. They were all pretty down.
I think it was because part of it was just so predictable.
It was.
Like, there was zero surprise, zero suspense. The order went 1-2-3 the way we thought. Now, there was a little bit of a change because of the trade.
The teams changed, but the players, player order was what we
expected. The
players
are the same. Mm-hmm. And so you take Campbell, and you're like, all right. Because a lot of it with Campbell, we won't really know until camp and the season starts. Like, if he's a left tackle and he's your starting left tackle and he's pretty good, then great. The second you move him to guard, it's not great. And I wonder if, as the draft process was also going on, more people did start to talk themselves into Ashton Jeanty or Tyler Warren or a trade down, right? Because there's a lot of value people out there, too. Just 20 years of Bill Belichick drafts, there's a lot of, well, could you get a few extra picks? You saw all the picks that the Browns were able to get from the Jaguars just to move up three spots. Like, could you have gotten anything? Which I don't think you could have. There were no other trades until like 25. Mm-hmm. But I think the combination of trade down, Jeanty, Warren, people are a little like deflated. And it was like the obvious pick. And you're like, oh, okay, fine.
I thought somebody would be stumping for it. They were all pretty.
No, they were all pretty down.
Pretty miserable, like, about it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, look, I get this. I don't know if they're reacting to us, the Twitch chat, or to the reaction last night. But the so-called draft professor, I'm sorry, different one, F them, I have more confidence in a head coach than the so-called radio sports jockeys, which, fine. I mean, I would just tell you.
They nail the draft every year.
Well, but Vrabel already got this wrong in Tennessee. And maybe it wasn't his pick, like he was just, but he was in Tennessee for the Skoronski pick. And even Scarnecchia, we brought this up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dante Scarnecchia and the Patriots thought Isaiah Wynn was a there were a lot of questions about Isaiah Wynn, and mm-hmm. was he a guard, was he a tackle? Scarnecchia, greatest offensive line coach of all time, who's dismissive of arm length. He's it's all about coaching and, you know, can you get the players to get the technique right? I mean, Isaiah Wynn, I was on draft night that year. I'm sure you might, no, you probably weren't on that year, but you've done some of these mm-hmm. draft shows mm-hmm. before. Reacting to it live, I'm like, I think he's a guard. And, you know, sometimes these questions are valid for a reason. Will Campbell, we played you the clip the other day when he touched down in Green Bay. He's like, teams view me as a guard.
Yeah.
He said when he went to LSU as a high school All-American recruit at LSU, they thought he might be a guard. in college.
Well, right. So, like, the comment being like, I'll trust the coaches in the NFL or whatever. Like, well, some of the coaches in the NFL think he's a guard.
Yeah.
Like, right off the rip.
Good point. Great point.
So, like, okay.
You like, trust them? The coaches? There's a bunch of teams that think he might be a guard. He said that.
And that's why I'm very clear. Like, if he plays guard, bad pick. If he plays left tackle, and even if he's not all pro, but he's just a solid left tackle, even at four, good pick.
Let me give you another scenario there, because I agree with that. Like, good pick if he is if he has Nate Solder's career. You said it a bunch today.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair point.
I'll take it.
What if Membu's a stud? Like, what if... Or Banks is a stud at left tackle.
And Campbell's what? Still Solder?
He's Solder, but the other guy's a perennial Pro Bowler or an All-Pro or something.
Yeah,
like
it's a miss, but it's not a miss.
It's not a bust.
It's not a bust. Right. Like, you can do that in other positions. You can say, well, they drafted, you know, this receiver, even though there's a better receiver. But as long as that receiver's still good, like, yeah, okay, you missed that one. But at least they saw a good player and he was a good player. And they saw a left tackle and he was a left tackle. Like, I'll give him credit for all that. Because was this... We've talked about so many different possibilities. Was this your worst-case scenario? Or what was your worst-case scenario last night?
Because
to me, it would have been like Mason Graham.
Yeah, no, I think there
were other... I would have been more upset at... Way more upset at Mason
Graham. I would have been more upset
Graham.
At Graham or Walker.
Yeah, yeah. Like a defensive guy outside Abdul Carter, but he wasn't there. So... On the clock,
right.
Knowing who the three picks were ahead of you.
This was late in the process, but I finally talked myself into I would have preferred Membu to Campbell, but I had them very similar because I'm not sure either one's a left tackle.
Yeah.
And so my tiebreaker was I'd rather have a right tackle than a left guard if they have to move. So I talked myself into Membu at the end.
I think I probably...
But I don't think he's a left tackle either.
If you looked at like the five potential picks there at four, I think two I liked better, two I liked worse, and he was in the middle. And then that... I think. It's that mentality that I think a lot of people had, combined with the fact that it is an offensive lineman, where you're like, okay. The last two drafts, they got an immediate impact corner and then a quarterback. So, like, two reasons to get, like, really excited.
That's true.
This year, they draft a big hoss, and you're like, okay, all right. You need it. They need to have it.
Only so much you can do with the big hoss.
Right.
Who might not even be a big hoss at the right position.
Right. Like, I don't think... Do you think Jets fans are like losing their mind because they got Membu? Probably not.
Probably not.
Right? Like, they're like, okay.
Twitch chat was suggesting earlier, Nick told me this actually, instead of best Haas, they got the best Dino available. We need to change that up.
Don't sleep on Dinos. They had a good run.
It is true. Why is being a T-Rex so offensive?
It's people are like, they weren't dominant. Yeah, could they get the peanut butter off the top shelf? No, they couldn't do that. But could they destroy other dinosaurs? Of course they could.
Yeah. Well, unless you're like the T-Rex in Toy Story. He was kind of a joke.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to be like that guy.
He was
you don't want to be a Rex. You want to be a T-Rex.
Thank you. Rex. Well said, Nick.
T-Rex.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Like Nick, in Jurassic Park.
Nick gets it. 617-779-7937.
She was like the face of that movie.
A couple of items real quick. Daniel Jeremiah... NFL Network, you were watching their coverage last night.
Yep.
I believe we'll see an early run on wide receivers tonight. Burden, Higgins, Noel, etc. There's also a really valuable group of edge guys that should fly off the board soon. Maybe that's Ezeraku, Mike Green, guys like that. He didn't mention them by name. Give me your top five again of players remaining. We did this earlier.
So I like Travion Henderson, the running back from Ohio State. I would definitely take him.
But you had receivers on your list.
I did. I had Jalen Noel from Iowa State. I had Jaden Higgins on my list, also from Iowa State. Harold Fannin's a tight end, but he's kind of also a wide receiver from Bowling Green. I would take him. And then I also had Cam Scataboo. So I had two running backs, two wideouts, and a tight end. So you went offensive line in the first round. Round two, give me somebody that Drake May can either hand the ball to or throw the ball to.
So I only had... two offensive players looking at my top five, and you can seek it out on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. We did this early on in the show. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take the Odyssey app with you wherever you go. Luther Burden has been my favorite receiver in the draft throughout the process. He might be there at 38.
He's just sitting there.
Maybe you make a small move up the board like the Chargers did for McConkie last year. You write that wrong. Instead of being on the wrong end of it, you can go target a guy and move up because Jeremiah says there should be an early run. I'm surprised Will Johnson's still here. I know there's injury concerns with him, but I think he's the best corner in the draft, and he's still available. I would not be afraid to go back to the offensive line. You don't like what that would say, Keith?
No, I don't.
Ariante Ursary out of Minnesota, maybe he's a right tackle long term. I don't think he's a surefire left tackle, but I don't think you can go wrong drafting a couple of offensive linemen here, especially if he's high on your board. And then a couple of defensive players. Nick Imanwari would not be the first safety to go. Malachi Starks went last night to the Ravens. I like him the best out of the safeties in the draft from South Carolina. And then I don't know how big of a need it is, but I like Carson Schwesinger, the linebacker out of UCLA. You brought in Spillane. You've changed that second level a little bit. Again, I don't know the needs there, but I think he should have been taken by now. But there's some receivers I like. I like Jalen Noel. Yeah. I don't like Higgins as much. Those are the two Iowa State guys, rather. Yeah. I also like Trey Harris a lot out of Ole Miss. So I think there are players there for you at 38 if you go receiver.
So they have the sixth pick tonight. So it goes Browns, Texans, Titans, Browns, Raiders. So those are the teams picking ahead of you right now, barring any kind of trade. So the Browns.
Do you think the Browns take a quarterback with one of those two?
So that's the question. So they ended up with Mason Graham.
I don't.
So, no, they might just keep going. Like, how far do the quarterbacks get pushed
down? If the Browns
down?
Are punting on quarterbacks, I think it should just punt to next year. I mean,
wouldn't it have made the most sense for them to take 33, be like, hey, Kansas City, and move in to get that fifth-year option?
That's a good point. If you were gonna take a quarterback, wouldn't you move in late in the first round?
Last night.
Yes, yeah, so maybe they
with
maybe
the extra draft ammo. That's a great point. I don't think the Browns are taking a quarterback.
They could take a wideout, though.
You hope they did. No, for sure they could. Mm-hmm. So you hope they take a quarterback because that would bump a player down to you.
They could also take one of those Ohio State running backs, I could see, too. Like, just keep
them
there.
They probably will. Chubb's pretty cooked.
I was gonna, yeah. Oh, yeah. They could definitely take one of those guys. The other question I have is...
Chubb is... I think he's a free agent.
Yeah, I think he's... Yeah, he's available.
Yeah, he's not even on the team
I don't even think he's on their roster.
I think you're right. I think he's still available for anybody. The other one I have for you... So, two quarterbacks go in the first round, which was a surprise to me. I certainly thought there'd be more. Jackson Dart goes 25. So... How far do these quarterbacks get pushed down? And then, if you're the Patriots, are you drafting another one? And then at what point are you looking around and being like, wait a minute.
I'm drafting another one.
But, like, how high?
No, not high. Day three.
But if you get into the third round, let's say, and I'm not doing this.
And Shadur's there, like, or Milrow's
right, like,
there.
Like, one of those guys is still there in the third round. Like, you pull the trigger there? Because he never in a million years thought they would be there in the third round.
Let's play out the scenario. Shadur Sanders is, I think Daniel Jeremiah had him 20 on his big board.
Yeah.
Okay? So, Jeremiah thought he was a first-round pick. I don't know where he had him going in his mock. Probably higher than that. But let's say the Patriots have a similar big board to Daniel Jeremiah, as an example. Shadur is 20th on your big board, and he's sitting there in the third round. Should you take him?
I mean, 20th? If he's 20th on your big board and you get at 77, don't you? I don't think they will, because I think they already traded Milton to appease Drake May, so I think that's too much smoke. I think if you get, like...
I'm still a no on that,
a guy in the sixth round,
and I like
maybe.
Shadur. I like Shadur, but I am a no on that.
No.
Purely because where would... I mean, I prefer Drake May by a million to Shadur, but I would draft a quarterback. I wouldn't take one there, though.
But we've seen this in years past.
But Nathan Rourke, day three. You like Riley Leonard, day three. Like, guys like that. I'm sorry. Nathan Rourke or Curtis Rourke? I forget it. Nathan Rourke they had.
Curtis Rourke at Indiana.
So, like, yeah. I would take somebody like that on day three because I think that's good business. So, I like the Milton pick last year.
So, last year's a little bit different because last year six quarterbacks went in the top 12. But do you remember when the seventh quarterback was taken? I have it. Do you have a guess?
I don't. Can you tell me who it was, and then maybe I can...
It was Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, Rattler.
It was the Rattler.
Third round.
Fifth round.
Wow.
So, like, six is kind of a lot, but so they go six quarterbacks, but then four round, all of day two came and went, no quarterback.
Nobody goes.
All the fourth round came and went, no quarterback. So I just wonder, like, do we get into one of those weird vortexes where these teams are like, we're just going to keep drafting best player available, or we start to fill in needs a little bit. Maybe we don't have that need for a quarterback, or all those guys are still there, so we could probably even pick between, like, let somebody else pick Sanders or Milrow, then we'll take the other one kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, if Milrow fell to day three and you're sitting there in the fourth round, that I would...
You got to consider it.
I like Milrow. Yeah. I don't think Sanders falls that far, but, no. But at a certain point, that is the Brady logic.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like... We got Bledsoe. We had Brady high on our board.
Yeah.
How's he still here in the sixth round? I can't believe he's still here. We make all these other picks. At some point, you do have to pull the trigger. Where
right.
where that is, we can debate. But I do agree with that logic. Shadur, his slide. Real quick, you wouldn't have traded up for Travis Hunter?
I love Travis Hunter, but no. And I know it boils down to a second-round pick this year, which would have been 38 overall, and next year's one to move up.
Right.
Two spots?
Because more moved. There was like
fourth and sixth and
pick
back.
Swaps, but that's exactly what I would boil it down to. You drop from, or move from, in the Jags case, 5-2. You throw in a second rounder. In the Pats case, that would be 38 this year and a future first. You wouldn't do that for Hunter, who you love.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. Like, that's close because I do like Hunter that much. But so now you don't have a second round pick. You still don't have a left tackle. And then next year, depending on how you do, you might be giving up a top 12 pick.
Well, let me put it to you another way. Because I, one of the fantasy guys I like here, Adam Levitan, came out with a list of all the top five wide receivers, and it's like very hit or miss, but the hits are big time hits.
Oh,
so let's say he
like
is
Jamar Chase.
Yes,
like yeah.
So what if you're getting Jamar Chase, AJ Green, Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson, like that level of player?
Yeah.
What if that's what Travis Hunter is?
Yeah.
You're more sold on him as a receiver
True.
Than I am.
Yeah, but I don't even know if I'm sold like that. Like I love the dual position thing. And I think he's going to play both, not obviously 100%. I don't know if he's going to be a dominant Hall of Fame wide receiver,
though. So I think to address a need, I disagree with the majority of people that think the Jags gave up a ton. I think to address a need and get an elite player, I actually think that's a palatable move. But I'm less sold on Hunter as a wideout. So, but if you're telling me he's going to be Jamar Chase, or he's Calvin Johnson or somebody, well, then that will be a worthwhile move up for the Jags, who, by the way, they're going to play him on both sides of the ball. He said last night on stage, he's already talked to both coordinators after they drafted him, but they're going to start him with the wide receivers. That's the group they're going to start him with in Jacksonville.
Yeah. So, but we both like Travis Hunter. If you were picking, right, you wouldn't have taken Mason Graham. So let's say you could have, and that's who they took. But
I could move down from two and get Jenty. Who I like.
But you could have Jenty. You could probably still draft Ursary
yeah.
at 38, and you have next year's one. I'd rather that trio than Travis Hunter, probably.
Fair.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone. Steve's in Vermont. Hello, Steve. Ooh, no Steve.
Steve?
Although, hang on.
Steve?
Hang on. Wait. I think I might see the problem.
Oh, there's two Steves on the line. Maybe this is the one that works.
Steve in Vermont?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Gotcha. Yes.
Okay, good. Thanks, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
A couple of points. Anybody who doesn't like the Campbell pick should blame Gerard Mayo, not Vrabel.
Disagree.
And secondly, if Campbell embraces the T-Rex label, I think that the O-line should be Jurassic Pack instead of Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Pack.
Gerard calls that timeout.
Jurassic Pat.
That was a Gerard. Oh, Pat? Is that what he
Patriots.
Said?
Patriots. No, he said Pack.
Jurassic Pat.
So real quick, he's not alone in blaming Mayo. I don't know why people are doing that.
No,
they were doing that last night.
This is a good take by you. You said this
Blame
earlier.
Kraft.
Yeah.
Mayo got fired the second after the game. You think he was sticking around for this season with Mike Vrabel available? No chance. So why would Mayo want the first pick? The team that fired you and embarrassed you, embarrassed yourself, but they embarrassed you. You want to give them the first pick? Hell no.
They should have fired him before the game.
They should have fired him after the Week 17 game, promoted like Jeremy Springer, our guy. But like, hey, you're interim head coach today. By the way, you're losing this game, so we have the number one pick in the draft. Don't blame Mayo. Blame Kraft.
Great point. Look higher than Mayo.
Yes.
Go a little higher up the masthead. By the way, that was a callback to JP in North Providence. Wants to call the offensive line Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Wants to call Will Campbell C-Rex. But if he moves to guard...
Gardzilla. I like Gardzilla. That could actually sway me into being a good pick.
At four, the Patriots get Gardzilla.
Gardzilla.
I mean, that's not bad.
I mean, if he's good, that's great.
Randy's in Providence. Hello, Randy.
Hi, guys. How's it going? I couldn't agree with the coaching take that you just gave more. They really should have done exactly what you just said after game 17. I called, though, because last week I called. You guys were talking about Carter and Jenty at the time, and I called in and said, no, this is going to be a character pick. They're going to take Will Campbell. He's always been their guy, et cetera. You guys hung up on me immediately, so I thought I would call back today
well,
and see if you
well, Randy,
still thought that was a bad take.
Well, no, you were
it's
right.
It's not a bad take at all.
You were right. I was wrong. I still don't like the pick, but... my guess is, I don't remember the call, no offense,
yeah.
but...
Sometimes Jones has like an itchy trigger finger on the phone, so don't take it personally.
Yeah. My guess is, remember Vrabel did his press conference, like his pre-draft press conference, and I listened to him, and he's like, well, there are tackles in this draft.
Mm.
Tackles are going to go right. And I'm like, they're not taking him? My guess is it was related to that.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that? I'm
maybe.
Like, I listened to Vrabel, and I'm like, they'd take Carter if he's there. They won't take Campbell.
Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago, because I feel like that sort of changed, though. Like, yesterday, we were all like, it's not even worth betting any other player. Like, they were going to take Campbell.
Also,
but if the caller thought it was because of the character thing, then maybe he's right. Maybe he's right.
It's a quick clip. Give me Vrabel 3, if you don't mind, Nick. Can I just hear this? Because, like, the idea, Mark Daniels has been big on this. Mark Daniels, like, this has been done forever. The Patriots.
Oh, Drake May knew about it. Remember there's that weird.
McShay said that Drake May even knew about the pick. So, I don't know. I mean, you tell me. This is when Vrabel said they made up their minds on Will Campbell.
Mike, when and how did Will cement himself as the pick for you guys in this process?
Well, I mean, I think probably last week when Elliot and I and Ryan and a few others went down and spent time with him and worked him out, you know, and then went and worked out a few more players the same day. And we made a circuit. And you know, I think when we came back and we slept on it and had, you know, the conversations about where it would be if he was on the board. And, you know, I think probably then.
Last week, they were working out a bunch of players, probably because they weren't sure.
Right.
Or there wasn't full conviction in the building. Then they still had to sleep on it after that. So, like,
your head's clear after a good snooze.
Just the idea that it was always Will Campbell and they always loved it and this was their guy. Maybe. That's not what Vrabel said, though. That is not what he said at all. He said they made up their minds last week.
We kind of sniffed this out after, like, his second press conference. He is by no means full Gerard Mayo.
No.
But
he does have to wash some back here. And
there's a little mayo.
There's a little bit of mayo.
He's got
not a lot of mayo. A little bit of mayo.
A little side of mayo. Yeah, maybe side of mayo.
Don't
put it on there. I don't trust you to put it on there.
Yeah.
A little side of mayo. Because he was asked in this whole pre-draft process, they're like, hey, do you know who you're taking? And obviously, hey, you don't have to tell us, but like, do you know who you're taking? And he goes, well, if you tell me who's going 1, 2, 3, I can tell you who's going 4. Ha, 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 ha. Very good line. Week later, do you know who you're taking? Not yet. Wait, what?
Yeah.
So either there's a lie in there or something.
Yeah.
Or you're at least changing your story.
Side of mayo.
Just a side of mayo.
Now, hang on.
I like mayo. Some people aren't big fans of mayo. I like mayo.
Who doesn't like mayo? I mean, I don't like
my wife. Not a mayonnaise fan.
I don't like what it does to my problem areas, but I like mayo.
Wait, what?
What does that mean?
What are your problem areas? Be specific.
I guess that didn't quite
no
come out the way I thought it would.
No, that's what Jimmy Butler's dealing with right now.
DJ's in Holy. I should have gone to this caller quicker.
Yeah.
DJ, hello.
Hey. So I don't even know if I have a point or a question. I'm just gonna complain. So if you want to put me on the clock, go ahead.
Nick, get the clock ready.
Clock complaint. 30 seconds. Let's hear it. This is good. Good. Oh wait, he's still. Oh, there he is. Here we go.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So first off, just want to make a point, Jones. You said earlier that you wouldn't be going in a back room with Cam Neely without a dump in your pants. I think that prerequisite is taken care of. Sounds like you live your life with a dump in your pants. Second, Jones, you said you don't like the pick. I don't know if we can trust your judgment. You wanted Luther Burden, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, still do.
Still available.
Still do, yep.
And so I don't know why we would have wanted him at 4.
I want him at 4. Wait, you have more? Go ahead.
60 seconds?
No, yeah, keep going. No, you get 30. Yeah, go ahead. What else?
I think we all know that this wasn't a great draft. So, yeah, ideally Will Campbell at 4, and like in a perfect world, it wouldn't have been him. But Keith, for a long time, you were saying best Hoss available. Sounds like he's kind of the best Hoss available, and we just need good players. A lot of people wanted to trade back. That's what Belichick used to do. But those same people probably also talked out of the other side of their mouth and complained that we always did that and then didn't end up with great players. So I think I beat the clock. Jones, take care of the dump in your pants. Good luck with Cam Neely.
So
I landed the plane.
At first, I thought it was going to be like the roast of Jones and Keefe, so I was excited about it.
Yeah.
So I did say best Hoss available a lot. However, if you go back and pick through our months of draft coverage.
Yeah. You wanted to trade up and take the best Hoss in like the 20s.
Yes. It was Travis Hunter and best Hoss. Yeah. And then it later turned into like Genty and best Hoss. It was best Hoss was the second guy. I didn't lead best Hoss. Just to clarify.
I also didn't want Burden at 4. But I do want him tonight at 38.
But 38 is, that's not that bad.
No. I mean, McConkey was a second-round pick. Guy's a stud. So, I mean, mm-hmm. You can get a good receiver there.
Oh, second-round receivers, actually. It's
AJ Brown,
yeah.
DK Metcalf. There's a bunch of them. Yeah. 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Live from Green Bay, you got Hart. You got Ted. You got Fitzy. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Bridget, it's time for Grab Bag.
You got to fight for your right to grab bag.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Guys, I hope you're ready for my grab bag song that is coming up next as well. So that I'll tease that. But right now it's time for Trending Now on WEI and WEI.com. A lot going on around the sports world tonight. We have the Sox, the Seas, the NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, and the NFL draft continues tonight. Last night, the Patriots selected LSU left tackle Will Campbell in the first round with the fourth overall pick. Rounds 2 and 3 are tonight at 7 p.m., where the Patriots currently hold the 38th, 69th, and 77th picks. The Red Sox head to Cleveland to start their three-game weekend series against the Guardians. Tanner Houck will get the start for the Sox tonight against the Guardians. Ben Lively, first pitch with Will Middlebrooks and Cooper Boardman on the call, is at 7:10 across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. And don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show starting at 6:10 with Christian Arkham. We get an update on the Celtics injury report. It has gotten a little bit longer. They're going to tip off at 7 p.m. in Orlando for Game 3 in their series against the Magic. But Jaylen Brown was just added to the Celtics injury report this hour. He's questionable with a right knee posterior impingement. That's in addition to Drew Holiday, who is listed as questionable with a right hamstring strain, and Jason Tatum, who is listed as doubtful for the second straight game due to that bone bruise in his right wrist that is considered to be severe. Trending Now is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. Ready for a round of golf? Cover your green fees with money that you found at FindMassMoney.gov. You could have unclaimed money from forgotten savings accounts, uncashed payroll checks, and or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.com. It's a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Bridget Prue, and that's what's trending now.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We did mention briefly the Red Sox day game yesterday. You and I were in the house.
Yeah.
That's 0 for 1 for me. You've been to a couple games this year?
No. First Sox game.
Yeah, 0 for 1. And it was a crochet day. Bunch of strikeouts. Lot of walks. He was not very sharp. 5 innings, 4 runs, took the loss. They lost to the Mariners.
No, we got a Breggy bomb.
I also got a chance to see the big dumper.
Oh,
real
yeah.
close.
Yo, you were
real close.
You were super close.
Reach out and touch him if I want to. That net wasn't there.
Yeah.
Also, Julio Rodriguez, he's well put together.
Yeah, you know what? You know, Carson gave me a good burn yesterday. We were sitting there, and he goes, who's even on the Mariners these days? He's like, Griffey, this and that. Yeah. I'm like, this Julio Rodriguez guy's pretty good. He looks up, he goes, he's hitting 200.
Like, yeah.
I go, I don't know what to tell you. He's
slow start.
One of their better players. I tried to tell him about the big dumper.
So we had a station outing, and so we were in, like, the suite, Bragg, and we're walking around, and then we also have access to seats really close.
Sick brag, bro.
No, it's true.
These two were like, again, they could reach out and touch the
big dumper. So me and Shime went down there, and we were super close. But whilst we were down there, foul ball into the suite, right?
Oh, I missed this. Dude, did you miss both? There was second one that came up there, too.
Oh, no, there was one where somebody was like, look out!
No, I don't know. Look, I genuinely don't know, but if it was in the background on Nesson at any point, there were two foul balls that came in the vicinity of us. I would have looked like the biggest scaredy cat duck and cover.
Sick brag, bro.
No doubt about it. If that footage exists, trust me, I was ducking and covering.
I've never gotten one. I was at a game once years ago where my...
Sick brag, bro.
I was at a game once where my buddy's dad, who I was with, caught a foul ball.
Nice.
So that was legit. And then one time...
What do? You give it to the children or no? You give it to you guys?
Well, yeah, because I was super young at the time, too. Me and my buddy were like 10, so I think he gave us the ball. And then... I think in Wrigley, I went to a game in Wrigley once, Bragg, and missed the home run. There was the guy in front of me. I was like reaching forward, like come in.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Would have been sweet.
Nice.
The exit velo on that.
Dante Bichette tossed me one in Montreal.
Did he really?
Sick Bragg, bro.
Red Sox were up there. He just chucked it up in batting, Brian. BP.
Red Sox Guardians tonight. Tanner Houck on the hump. And this is an Apple TV Plus game, which is just another reason to listen on WEEI. Because nobody can find this thing. It's a pain in the butt.
Maybe this is how I finally watched Severance.
Yeah.
Honestly? Yeah, you're not. You sign up for it to watch the Red Sox, and you're like, I'm just watching Severance.
No, like, forget it. Watch Severance.
You can listen to WEEI.
Listen on the Odyssey app.
Great point, Keith. That's what you're going to do. Great point, yes.
Grab bag. Let's grab this.
Ooh.
Grab bag. Let's grab this. Let's grab this. Grab bag.
All right, Bridget.
You didn't even set it up. Just played it.
I didn't. Well,
have you ever listened to the grab bag?
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry.
That's soft snitching right there. You've never listened to the show.
Yes, I do. I do.
I don't think so. Not debatable.
I don't think so.
I do. I'm just a little bit embarrassed by the fact that I made that in the first place.
I
spent some time here yesterday after you guys left just singing to myself in the studio.
It's well done. Nice. It's well done.
Thank you.
All right, NBA playoffs last night, Jones. Knicks over the Pistons are up 2-1. The Thunder are now one game away from sweeping the Grizzlies. And the Clippers blew out the Nuggets, but that series is still 2-1. Tonight, Celtics Magic at 7 o'clock. And then you have Pacers and Bucks, Indiana up 2-0 in that series. And then Lakers, Timberwolves, game 3. That one is even at a game apiece.
So there's a chance there's no Tatum, Holiday, or Jaylen Brown who's been added to the injury report, right, Keith?
Yeah, so Holiday and Brown are both questionable.
Tatum remains doubtful.
Correct.
Can the Celtics still beat the Magic without all three?
Yes.
Yeah, they probably can.
So you still have White, Porzingis, Horford, Pritchard, Hauser.
Against Banchero and Wagner.
Yeah, still 5-on-2.
That's a good point. They can still win. They don't need Tatum or Brown.
Right.
Great. Okay.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keith reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keith heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
NHL playoffs. Panthers and Brad Marchand beat the Lightning 2-0. He didn't have any points, but they won the game.
Yeah, he's out there, though.
They're up 2-0 over Tampa Bay. The Maple Leafs. Another overtime game for the Leafs.
Yeah, what happened to Allmark in overtime again?
They lost.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, 3-2. Toronto up 3-0. It would be really demoralizing for them to lose in the first round.
Yeah.
Up 3-0.
So all it takes is for them to make a run is the Bruins not being in it.
Yeah, well, that's true. Point. I do love all the pro Allmark anti-Swayman. People are like, well, Swayman just beat the Leafs last year. It's like, well, Allmark also can't beat that.
Yeah,
team.
No, he's not
he
doing
can't
that.
Beat anybody in the playoffs, yeah.
The Wild now have a 2-1 series lead over Bruce Cassidy and the Golden Knights after they took game 3.
Mm.
And the Blues, they got their first win.
Oh, they got one.
With Jim Montgomery. Yeah, 7-2.
Oh, wow.
Over the Jets, but that series is now 2-1. So tonight,
seven.
Yeah. Tonight in the NHL, Capitals, Canadiens, Washington up 2-0. Hurricanes, Devils, Carolina up 2-0. And Kings Oilers with L.A. up.
Those are Bill Belichick's Hurricanes.
Yeah,
by the way, he's a big Canes guy.
Is that his thing?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You know what I'd really like?
Tell me.
A grab bag.
No, we can do it.
Grab bag.
A real
grab bag.
Not some fancy deconstructed Avon bull. A real
grab bag.
I don't think I really like that movie. I think I was supposed to, but I did not.
Oh, that's a good movie.
You like that movie?
I did. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. What movie is this?
The Menu.
The Menu.
Oh. With Anya Taylor-Joy.
Ah.
Yeah.
Do you know who sends these in?
Not personally.
Some of them.
Some of them are Fitzy.
Yeah.
You're on there, but no, for the most part, no. Keith at WEEI.com.
Yeah, no, please. Yeah, you can hear the competition. Please.
Yeah, if you want to get in there.
Yeah.
Round 2 and 3 of the NFL draft tonight, rounds 4 through 7. Tomorrow, how much are you going to be invested in live draft coverage tonight and tomorrow?
Well, I mean, I'll definitely be flipping in. The problem is it's head-to-head with the Celtics game tonight.
True.
But I'll be watching a lot of it.
All right. Very good.
For England, James? No.
Grab bag.
New England Revolution in action tomorrow against Charlotte FC.
Oh, I'll take the over.
Turn on the radio.
We'll be right back. is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Yes, but good night for him.
Yeah.
No Shador.
True. Where's he going to go?
Who knows?
There's no place for him.
Yeah. Everywhere she go, people turn their heads. She's a grab bag.
Everyone wishes she was in the bed. She's a grab bag. All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performer from last night. We have Scottie Pippen Jr.
Nice.
28-5-5. Jalen Williams, 26-6-5. Karl Anthony Towns, 31 points, 8 rebounds. Jalen Brunson, 37-9. And Nikola Jokic, in a loss, 23-13-13.
I want to avoid that whole Grizzlies-OKC game. They came from 29 down. OKC did, but you're the one seed. You shouldn't have been 29 down.
Right.
I can't give it to Pippen, so I'll go with one of the Knicks. Give me Brunson. Pippen. Give me Brunson.
All right, Brunson.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
Best baseball performer from yesterday, Jordan Beck. 2-for-3, 2 dongs for
nice.
Colorado.
Wow.
We have Zach Neto, 3-for-4, a home run. Alex Bregman, 2-for-3, dong, couple RBI.
Breggy bomb.
On the pitching side of things, Cade Povich, 6 2/3, 1 run allowed, 5 Ks. And, yeah, probably have to give it to Brian Wu. We saw firsthand, 8 Ks over 6 innings,
Wu?
2 runs allowed.
Wu shut it down.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, give me Brian Wu.
Okay, Brian, what it is?
Woo guy.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, in the spirit of the Red Sox opening up a series in Cleveland, we are going with a gentleman who played for the Indians at one point.
Albert Bell.
It's not Albert Bell.
Damn.
Jason Kipnis.
It is not Jason Kipnis, although that is a good one. That's a random baseball player. He played the vast majority of his career at third base.
But Travis Fryman.
Also played first base and right field. Zero-time All-Star. Also played for the Dodgers, Twins, Blue Jays, and Orioles, but did spend the most time in his career with Cleveland.
Okay.
He broke into the majors for a cup of coffee in 99.
Oh.
Last game played was 2011. Career high single season home runs, 28.
Ooh.
23 and 21. Three different seasons. Career high, 88 RBI.
Oh.
Career 264 header.
Oh.
778 OPS.
More random than I was looking for.
He's got a random.
I was kind of thinking.
I almost thought Encarnacion for a second, but it's way too early.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were thought he was reaching
button.
For it.
No, cough button.
Allergies are acting up.
Shake.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking Pronk Hafner, but it can't be him. He didn't play. He couldn't play third base.
No. Text Twitch chat has it.
They do.
Somebody's got it in the Twitch chat and text line. No, not yet. Yes, they do. They both have
the
it.
The text line has it.
They both do. I don't have the YouTube.
I don't know if I
switch up or YouTube chat up.
Is it Casey Blake?
He got it.
I wouldn't. That I wouldn't.
Casey Blake, third baseman. Longtime third baseman.
Is he the one that got thrown out on a single to left field?
Possible. It's possible.
I don't know everything about
this guy. Listen, that's just a random player.
It's not as well as a reference page.
Yep.
That is a random moment to jump out in Nick's mind.
Well, no, because he's like one of the only players to ever do it.
I see.
Got it.
Yeah, we'll have to.
I don't remember him being that slow. But
effort on that.
Maybe the ball got to the outfield really quick.
Look, I don't remember.
He thought it got caught. I think he thought it got caught. He like slammed the bat into the ground, and it was just rolling around. And
that could
threw
be.
Him out.
Ooh, Brandon Inge, good guess.
I like Brandon Inge.
I like Brandon Inge.
I like Inge.
Yeah, I like Brandon Inge.
Yeah, I like Inge.
A couple of questions here. Can Wiggy do some grab bags? Sure.
I'm sure he could.
People are also.
I personally have to like Inge a lot.
Ooh, I didn't know they could get Inge.
I like Inge a lot. If you could get Inge, I like him a lot.
They need a guy in a bullpen.
I mean, if you could get Inge, I tell you, I would be interested in Inge.
Same.
It's just a man scrolling the internet, speaking out loud.
One guy reading a newspaper, one guy scrolling through the brand new internet, talking around each other.
Also, despite you just saying it, Keith, somebody's texting. Where do I send my grab bags? Where is that again? You just said it?
Yeah, keith@weei.com.
That would be the
it's
place.
A simple email. Give me like a little MP3 or whatever you got, audio file, and then
And some people,
I basically just forward them right to Nick. Some people, I should give out Nick's email.
Some people send videos of their hairy legs.
Just give out his phone number, his address. We'll just send them there.
Send them in. You can fax them in to us if you want.
Yeah, a variety of ways to get in touch. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with WEEI. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your way. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Ted. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Cheeseheads in Green Bay, and we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, ready for that?
Oh, it sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, it's the clip of the day. I'm glad you asked. And I'm really, I think we had a caller that may have swayed your opinion on Will Campbell. You're kind of down on the Campbell pick. I'm fine with the Campbell pick. But this
brought me around a little bit.
This, I think, has changed the game.
JP is in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Why I like the pick, nicknames and a great Keefspiracy. Why I like the pick, he's tough, he's snarly, and I heard he can eat homemade muffins. Nickname, I love C-Rex. Whoever came up with it, it's great. The whole line is going to be called Jurassic Park. If they do move him inside, they can call him Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Godzilla. There you go.
Call the whole offensive line Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And then if he does happen to play guard, you can soften the blow by calling him Guardzilla. Sold.
That's so good.
Now I like it.
That is tremendous, JP.
Yep. Cole Strange could be like a Dilophosaurus.
Nice.
I don't know who your Brontosaurus might be. Maybe Onwenu.
And then you walk past the...
Who's your Velociraptor?
Ooh. Probably you'd be like a littler guy.
Yeah.
Maybe Bradbury.
Garrett Bradbury,
your center,
sure.
Your center is your Velociraptor.
Yeah. Yeah. But then you walk past the big pile of dinosaur dung.
Yeah.
That nasty.
Would, that would be,
well, it would
gross,
be.
Is what it would be.
It'd be an incredible scientific achievement, though.
Bring
Guardzilla.
Back. Guardzilla. We like that.
That's the only way to soften that blow, Fitzy, is if it's Guardzilla.
Life finds a way.
That's good. That's a good Goldblum. I didn't know you had a Goldblum.
Nailed that.
Welcome to Jurassic God. Are you kidding me? I got Jurassic lines all day long.
Fantastic.
That is the... That,
you got, like, if you're watching on Twitch, you got the Goldblum
thing.
That's the second best call of the week. I have to be honest, guys. I almost wanted to call in just so I could get the number of the guy who called in yesterday and thanked you guys three times in the first 30 seconds for having you. What was his name?
The triple brag. I don't recall. We played
that
it.
That guy was very thankful that we were.
Thank you guys for having me on. Keith, I'm so, so glad. Gresh, I'm so glad you're back on in the days again.
Thank
you for being on.
He was very good.
Outstanding call. You get the best callers.
No, we really do.
Oh, the best colors.
You guys were on live for the reaction. We played your guys' reaction to it. Kind of like it was to be expected. It's hard to get excited about it.
Yeah, I rewatched it this morning, and I will say there was a little regret in how I came across as like the losing horns from The Price is Right.
Because it wasn't that, I don't think.
Well, I, you know, I...
That's how I came across. You liked it. You liked it more?
It did. No, so... Yeah, it was. It felt like fum.
It was.
And he's, that's not, at his worst, he's still not going to be that. He's not going to be Cole Strange. Is there a reach element to it? Yes, probably so. And I can't help but still continue to wonder, did Vrabel prioritize the culture and the things that he liked about him, those intrinsics, the leadership, the fact that he knocked him over on the meeting, more than the actual athletic ability or what he's going to be able to do if he can hold his ground at tackle? Nobody wants, if he kicks inside and is a guard in year two, year three, great. But that means you either A, need to grab Ursary or Trapillo or somebody else later to groom them behind it. So you had to, I heard you saying earlier, so you have to like double pick just to make sure that everything works out with Campbell. But with every single soundbite and every single speech, I inch one step closer to liking the pick because now I get it. Like we're post Will Campbell criticism, I feel like now. Now it's time to get on board and embrace the idea
that he'd do anything just out there.
I would die for this team. Yeah, it's hard to not like that.
And how about he's up there last night at the table doing his old, like, I had some of them food when I went up there, but I'll bring a little bit of that Tony Chachieres.
Yeah,
you see those in the stores. Like, they probably have it where your wife works, like the nice little fancy. Mm-hmm. It's got the Cajun guy who looks like Papagino with shrimp coming out of everywhere. Like,
I liked how
and you sprinkle it on everything.
Oh, good. I like how he's called Foxborough.
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 He's Slingblade. He's Slingblade the guard.
It's good. That's
I go like that, Mike Vrabel.
That's the easy go-to for me. I tell you,
when I want my sling blade playing left tackle.
My Arcand is drunk Harrison Ford, and my Will Campbell is just plaintive sling blade.
It's not bad.
That's pretty good.
All right, I do like that, Mike Vrabel. My kind of guy.
What's coming up today? A lot of this, a lot of Will Campbell?
Nasty.
Very nasty, Jones and Keith are good radio guys.
Thank you,
Will. We're looking forward to today's show. Big show, big breakdown. We'll do a little Will Campbell. We'll pivot probably halfway through the show, start looking forward to tonight because there is still a lot of available talent. Jones, I like that you have a couple guys on your top five prospects that are still available. I'm going to light my Jalen Noel candles, which means I'll get my heart broken again because there's zero chance they'll draft him. We got Joe Andruzzi calling in at 3:30 today to talk about O-line play in New England and how much arm length matters or doesn't. 4 o'clock, Mike Giardi. And guys, no promises, but the Patriots have told us there might just be a way. Will Campbell calls into our show.
What? Oh, excellent.
Wow. We might get.
Is it just going to be you on the phone doing Sling Blade?
Yeah. Back to him like, who's who?
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
How about you?
He's interviewing himself.
Welcome to Foxborough.
Have you ever seen being John Malkovich?
I don't know what you're talking about. I do live on the 4th. Well,
that's exciting.
Wow, yeah, so maybe? We're very looking forward to that. Hart and Johnson still out in Green Bay right now. Weather is supposed to be miserable. That's what is racing across the country. To wash us out tomorrow. So if you have a tea time tomorrow,
I might think about going to the arcade, Jones.
Going to wash us out.
W-A-R-S-H, wash.
So stay tuned. You might get a Will Campbell calling. How about that?
I love it.
W-E-E-I afternoon. Yeah, I got Art. Yeah, I got Fitzy. Yeah, I got Ted. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The prime rib dinner is back at the 9. 16 ounces USDA choice prime rib. Serve with your choice of two sides. Available Friday after 4 p.m. all day Saturday and Sunday. You got to love the Nines. Everybody have a great weekend. We're back on Monday at 10 o'clock, breaking down the full draft. A couple of Celtics games on top of it. We'll talk to you then here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
WEEI. WEEI. New England Sports Original.
This is Scott McFarlane of McFarlane Energy. While there's no shortage of companies offering air conditioning, heating oil delivery, boilers, furnaces, heat pumps, we stand apart from the rest. Since opening our doors in 1946, our goal has been to deliver the best combination of price, expertise, and equipment to all of Eastern Mass and the Cape.
Upgrade your air conditioning system or ductless mini split before the summer rush and receive $500 off a complete heating or cooling system replacement. Visit McFarlaneEnergy.com or check out their 2,800 Google reviews and 4.9 rating. McFarlaneEnergy.com.
Greetings, Boomtown. Ever since this neighborhood switched to Xfinity Internet,
the Wi-Fi is booming!
Xfinity combines the power of internet and mobile with one all-in plan.
So we've all got lightning-fast, secure Wi-Fi speeds at home and on the go with Wi-Fi Power Boost from Xfinity Mobile.
You get the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best-in-class equipment and unlimited data included. Plus, add an unlimited mobile line.
All for only $40 a month for 1 year. To celebrate this combo, we're mashing our shows together.
It's everything you need all in one plan. Plus, learn how to get a free 5G phone with a